حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. Let me recap some of the things that have been said before I go forward so that it could be fresh in our memories. There are certain things that Allah has decided for us, and these are called muqaddarat, or what we call taqdeer in some languages. Muqaddarat are things that Allah decides for us, and this is not a choice we make, but this is a reality we recognize. Muqaddarat is not a choice. That when Allah says, Ya ayyuhal insan antumul fuqara'u ila Allah, O people, you are in need of Allah, this need is not a choice. That because I'm a mu'min, I choose to be in need of Allah. It is a reality that we accept that I am in need of Allah. And these muqaddarat that we see around us, that dictate our lives, that are like obstacles in our way, and they change the direction in which we are traveling. They swerve us to the right or left whenever they come in the middle. What are they for? We see that the primary reason for these muqaddarat, the primary reason Allah decides what we get, what we don't get, the basis of these decisions is ibtala, is testing, is trials. We have been sent on earth to be tried, to be tested. And these are tests for us. So Allah decides these muqaddarat and gives a test. Now, it's Allah who's giving the test. Now tell me, who's taking the test? We are taking the test, right? So we are in the exam room and taking the test. Now, the test is dictated by Allah. What the test will be is not our decision. It is not up to us to decide which test I want to take. The test will be decided by Allah. And when the test is given, the answers to the test are given by us. In other words, my friends, our free will comes in answering the test, in responding to the test, not in choosing the test. You see the difference? Do not get confused. Don't get confused in the sense that we think that, oh, we don't have any choice. But the choice we have is not what test we are going to take. The choice is, when Allah gives the test, how do we respond to the test? What do we do in that situation? That is my choice. That is my free will. And that's where free will comes. And hence, this is something important for us to understand. Not be confused regarding predestination, that Allah has dictated everything in our lives and we don't have any choice, and hence we are just being pushed. And we don't have our own free will. No, we do have a free will. We do have a choice. But it's important to recognize where that choice is, where the free will is. Now, on top of that, let me read the hadith of Imam Hussain alayhi salam that I read for you. And pay attention to this hadith, because this is the words of the Imams are clarifying these issues. Imam says that whenever a person wants to do good, meaning that he intends to do something good, positive, then Allah gets out of his way and lets him do it. He does not interfere in that. He will let him do good. So when we want to do good, you see that Allah, anyone who wants to do good, no matter what sort of person he is, where he's from, doesn't matter. If a person wants to do good, then Allah gets out of his way and he will let you do it. So you see that the choice of doing good is 100%. Now, the second part of the hadith, the Imam says, but if a person wants to do wrong or evil, if a person wants to do evil, something wrong, he wants to do a sin, then in that case, there are two scenarios. In the case of good deeds, there's only one scenario. Allah will let you do it. He gets out of the way. He doesn't send any muqaddar in the way to stop you from doing good. Evil, get out of the way. But when you want to do sins, when you want to do wrong, then Allah, there are two scenarios, Imam is saying. The first scenario is that if Allah wants to do a favor on you, if he wants to do minnat on you and a favor on you, so he will stop you from doing the sin. He will stop you from doing the wrong. And if he doesn't want to do minnat on you because of what you have done, whatever the case is, then Allah will let you do it. Now my friends, the only place Allah is stopping a person from doing something is when he intends to do evil, when he intends to sin, when he intends to fall down, when he intends to harm himself. So if that is the case, if this is the case, should we be upset that Allah is interfering in our lives? Right? I mean, would we be afraid that, Allah, I want to drive into a ditch, why didn't you let me do that? If Allah stops us from driving into a ditch, or falling off a cliff, or parachuting without a parachute, we should be thankful. Thank you, you woke me up. I would have hurt myself. You see, the only place Allah is interfering is when we want to do wrong. But when we want to do good, He lets us do it. And hence, you see the free will that comes and the choice that we have. We need to keep that in mind because it's necessary for us to understand where is our free will and choice and where is Allah's decree and destiny coming in and changing our lives. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. So with that behind us, now the idea is that everything that Allah does, that Allah decides, is a test for us. We have been sent to this dunya to give a test. One after another, our whole life is a test. Our whole life is a test. Allah says, اَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا أَمْوَالَكُمْ وَأَوْلَادَكُمْ فِتْنَةً. He says, know that your wealth and your children are a test for you. Allah did not give you children so that you can be happy with them or you can find joy in them. Allah did not give you wealth so that you can spend and be happy with it and do what you want to do or what you like to do. Allah gave you wealth and children so that it is a test for you. No matter what the situation is, it is a test for you. Subhanallah. My friends, life in this dunya, in this world, is not meant to be lived. We're not here to live our life. This is not the place to live a life. Allah did not meant us to live a life here. All Allah meant for us to do here is to come here and give a test. We live in this world as if this is it. Alhamdulillah, we are here. Now we are trying to establish ourselves and we are trying to get settled down. For what? Why does a man settle down in this world when he has to leave? He is leaving here, so why am I going to settle down? It's like, for example, I go in an elevator knowing that I'm going to get off, you know, on the 8th floor, but I like it so much, I say, you know what, I'll make my bedroom on this side, or I'll make my living room here. Now, what would you call a person like that? When others will come in, he says, what are you doing? He says, you know, I'm making this my home. He says, you're only going to be here for a few moments. That's the idea. Life here is not supposed to be lived. Life here in this dunya, in the words of Allah, He says, it's nothing but a game. وَمَا هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَيَاتُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَحْوٌ وَلَعِبٌ. The life of this world is nothing but a game. وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَحْيَا الْحَيَوَانِ. But the life of the Akhirah, now that is real life. That's where you're going to live. You're going to have a life there. And you will live there. That is the reality. So for us to come over here in this dunya and decide that, you know what, I'm going to make my life here, really, that's not the goal. That's not what it was supposed to be. This life is supposed to be a test. Let's keep that in mind. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
You know, when you look at life itself here, what we have here, you will see that nothing in this life is really worth it. Nothing that this dunya has to offer is really worth it. Relationships are weak. Attachments are going to be broken. Everything, I mean, love, you know, is not pure. Ibadat and worship is not sincere. Look at everything in your life and see, right? Is it pure or is it adulterated? Everything in life is like that. It doesn't live up to its mark. It's always like that. Why? Because it's not supposed to be. There's nothing in it that's supposed to be real. Everything is just a means for a test for you. Yes, even us going to the bathroom is a test. Right? We think that this is a reality of life, let's go to the bathroom. No, that is a test for us. That is a test for us. Yes, my friends. Imam Baqir alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
He was asked, Sa'altahu anil ghayat. Ghayat is thesis, you know, number two. He was asked about number two, what is it? Imam was asked about that. And you know what the Imam said in reply? He said, تَصْغِيرًا لِإِبْنِ آدَمْ لِكَيْ لَا يَتَكَبَّرْ. He says that Allah made a person go through this bathroom every day. He makes a person go through this so that he can belittle him. He can belittle him. That if a person starts thinking, what is he doing? And how gross I am that this is coming out of me. تَزْغِيرًا لِإِبْنِ آدَمْ. To make him little. He does that in order that he doesn't become arrogant. Really. Just recognize it. This is a reality, right? He's making you go through this so that you can be belittled. Just looking at yourself that, wow, I carry this around with me. I have this. This is reality, my friends. This is reality. I mean, all of this is a test. You go there, Allah is giving you a test. For us, if we don't recognize that life is a test, really we are living in a dream world that is going to become a nightmare when we die. it will turn into a horrible nightmare when we die and we are like, what happened? Why wasn't I awake? Why didn't I know these things? Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Is there any place in this life that Allah is not taking a test from us? Search it. Look at it. Is there any place that, you know, we can think of that Allah is not taking a test, that this is not meant to be a test, this is something, you know, that's not meant to be like that? No. Everything is a test. I want you to think of it. See, there's one thing that is not a test for me. What is it that's not a test? Everything is a test. Everything is ibtila. Sleep is a test. When you go to sleep, you like sleeping, you think that maybe when I'm asleep, it's not a test for me. No, sleeping is a test for you. You know what the test is? That Allah made sleep so beautiful, so good, so nice. Allah made sleep so good for you. And admit it, it's good, isn't it, when you sleep?
Yes.
You enjoy it, right? It's relaxing, it's refreshing. You know, it's the best time of your day. It's when you're sleeping. Allah made it beautiful. Allah made it sweet. You know why? Because He wants to see, are you ready to leave it when I call you for prayer? He made it sweet because of this. Otherwise, if Allah had made sleep horrible, you know what? Everyone, you know, will get up for prayer. Because sleep is horrible, you know. The test comes when sleep is beautiful. That's where the testing is. And this is what we need to understand, how Allah is being testing us. Let me ask you a question. A personal question about yourself, and you don't need to answer this. Have you ever asked Allah, truly asked Allah? I don't know how many of you speak with Allah. In the sense of talk with your Creator, He's there. Unfortunately, we never ever have addressed Him and said, Ya Allah, said something. Allah likes it when you talk to Him. Have you ever asked Allah, that Allah, what do you want from me? What is it that you want from me? Really, what do you want me to do? Have you ever asked Allah that? Just think of it. Have you asked Allah that? And you know what will happen? Allah will reply back. But you know what? In what form the reply will come? In what shape the response will come? The response of Allah will come in the shape of a test. Ask Allah. Allah, what do you want from me? Test. He'll give you a test. It's like, for example, you know, when my students ask me, so, what do you want us to do? I said, good, let's give a test. I'll take a test. Why did we ask? The fact is that this is how Allah responds. This is how Allah talks to you. This is how Allah interacts with you. He gives you a test. He gives you a trial. He asks you a question. He says, this is a test. Give it right now. And my friends, when you start giving the test, when you will start giving tests, maybe if you start asking Allah more, the same question, ask Him more and keep on asking Him, Allah, what do you want from me? A test will come. You give that test. Allah, what do you want from me? Another test will come. Allah, what do you want from me? Another test will come. When you start asking these questions, and these questions will go forward and forward, then these questions that you're asking Allah and His responses will finally reach to that place where He'll ask to sacrifice your Ismail. Yes. You see, we haven't even started asking Allah the test, right? You keep on asking, you'll see what happens. Allah will give you a test, then another test, and each time these tests will grow, until finally He will say, okay, you know what, that's it. Give me Ismail. Give me your Ismail, give it to me. Then what will happen? You see, this is how you reach there. Ibrahim gave the test and then asked Allah, Allah, what do you want from me now? Then Allah says, test. Then he gave the test again. Then Allah says, then Ibrahim says, all right, I gave the test, Allah, what do you want from me? Another test. Until finally he says, I need your Ismail. Give me Ismail. See, subhanAllah. Testing comes, but Ibrahim gave the test. See what Allah says in regards to Ibrahim. He says, وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ. This is when Allah tried Ibrahim with certain tests, فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. So he completed these tests. He didn't leave them, he completed them. Then Allah gave another test and completed them. Another test, completed them. This is how your tests grow. This is how they grow. La ilaha illallah. Let me make a dua, inshallah. Allah, these teachings of Ahlul Bayt that you have given us, we ask you that these teachings that are meant for us, sometimes we are unable to grasp them. Allah, give us the light and the wisdom that we may understand their teachings. Very good. Now I'll make another dua, but this time don't say Ilahi Ameen. Don't say Ameen after that, because it won't be accepted. Right? It won't be accepted. I'll make a dua, alright? Which will not be accepted, I know that. So that's what I'm saying. Don't waste your time by saying Ameen. Allah, make our life such that we don't have to give any tests. This is a dua that won't be accepted. Subhanallah. My friends, do you understand what's going on? Have you ever started paying attention to this fact? This dua will not be accepted. Why? Because life is a test. It cannot be vacated. It cannot be taken away. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. I want to read these ayat and hadith for you so you understand them very well, right? So you know them, where I'm reading this from. Because sometimes when I just speak about theory, people will get confused that it's Maulana who's saying it. I'm not saying it, my friends. This is not me who's speaking. Right? What I'm saying is what the Quran and Hadith is saying. And I will read it for you so that you understand from there also. Allah, He says in the Quran, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ. He says that He is the one who created death and life that He may try them. He may test them. Put them through trial. Life is for that. Death is for that. For what? So that you can be tested. You can be tested. That is the system of Allah. That is the world of Allah. That is the government of Allah. That you will be tested. And if you know that this is life, and life is testing and trial, and on top of that, لا يمكنوا فرار من حكومتك. And there is no escape from Allah's government. There is no escape from His domain. So that means that there is no way that you're going to run away from testing. Test is going to happen. You are not going to run away from it. So at least what we should do is understand it's futile running away from the test of Allah. When we know that we are going, this is a test and we have to face it, then you know what? The only solution that an intelligent person comes up with is, alright, let me get ready for it then. Let me give the test. Let me give the exam. This is the attitude we must have in life. Knowing that everything is a test, let me see what the test is and let me start giving it in the best manner possible. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
La ilaha illallah. So, if that is understood, my friends, now let me just tell you how tests is the basis of our life. Even deen, even religion, even shariat conforms with our test. It doesn't go against our tests. The deen that Allah sent is meant to do what? To be an aid for our testing, be a support for our testing. Even deen does not go against this testing, this idea of us being tested. Deen doesn't go against it. Allah sent religion so that this religion can help us to be tested, not go against it. You know, we are told to hide the sins of others. If I see someone sin, you know, if I'm alone and I see someone sin, you know, I was walking by or I was driving by and I saw one of the brothers walk out of a bar. I saw him, no one else did. So, what's my duty?
Hide
the sin, right? But obviously, you know, we go to the nearest Islamic center because that's where we can actually advertise it. Yeah. I saw the brother coming out of a bar. SubhanAllah. Your job is to hide the sins, right? Your job is to hide the sins, not to expose others. Allah is Sattarul Uyub. He himself has taken it upon himself to hide the defects and the sins of other people. We also must replicate that and do the same thing when it comes to that. Someone came and informed the Prophet that, you know, there is someone who's doing a sin in this room, in this place, right here, right next door. Someone is sinning. Right next door. So, you know, it was said amongst the companions, and one of the companions, who never stands for any cause, stood up, right, and said that, you know, Ya Rasulullah, let me go and deal with it. So Rasulullah said, all right, sit down, not you. Thank you for your offer, but please. When it was useful for you to stand up, you never stood up, you know. So he asked them to sit down and he said, Imam Ali, Ali, you go. You go and see what the situation is. And now Imam Ali, when he went there, he went with so much racket, so much noise, right, that whoever might have been there, if they were there, ran away from there. He ran away with so much racket. He saw inside, no one was there. So he came back and said, I didn't see anything. You see that? And Rasulullah was so happy with this reply of Imam Ali. Right? He says, Ya Ali, anta fata hadhil ummah. You are the youth. You are the man of this nation. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Nare Hadari.
Now, why is this hiding of sins there? Why do you want to hide sins? Why did Allah make it incumbent on us to hide the sins of others? Do not say it. Why? You know why? Because of testing. It is just because of testing that Allah wanted to give the chance to this sinner so that he may go through his test. That he goes through his test without being stopped. Ghibat. When a person does ghibat, Allah made it haram for us to do ghibat, backbiting. Talking about others, something they don't like us to talk about, right? So if this person did wrong, or whatever, and obviously it's in the case if he did wrong. If he didn't do wrong and you talk about him, then it's buhtan, it's a lie then, you know. It's, you know, something else. But ghibat is what? When he did something wrong. And you want to speak about that. You want to talk about that in front of others.